Good morning. We're learning Chayodim. We're finishing off Klal Chaf. We're learning Siman Yud. Noigin Medina Zayla Lomer Piyutim. So he's referring to saying Piyutim during Birchas Kriya Shema. So during Birchas Kriya Shema, there are places where different tefillos are added into the Birchas Kriya Shema for Yomim Tovim, etc. The four Shaboshes of the four Parshias and the Yomim Tovim. Zulus Ksachidim Sharmim Kalapiyutim Oislichus Lacher Shagamar Hashatz Kalatfila Yomim Sharmim Halal Lacher Halal. Some people have the minhag instead of saying the piyutim in the place where we find them inside of the machzor, they would say them after Chazar Sashatz, and if there be halal, they would say it after halal. Halal, preferably you should not interrupt between Shemoneh Esrei and halal. So they would say wait till after halal to say it. So what's the issue over here? The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samaches brings that it'd be preferable not to say piyutim because they're a hefsek in the middle of the Birchas Kriya Shema. The Rambam says, however, that there are those who say it's not a problem. That's including Rabbeinu Yona and a Rashba. And the minig of the Minhag Ashkenaz is to be makel and to assume that you could say them. The interesting lesson of the Rambam is v'hamekel ve'enoy armrom loy hifsid. But a person who does not accept the minig of the tzibur and this psak and feels that you should not interrupt, even though he's losing saying the piyutim, but he's gaining that there's no issue of hefsek. So the Rambam says he has not done something wrong. However, but there's a separate issue of being parash min hatzibur. That's incorrect. And there are halachas of when you're the tzibur, with the tzibur, the person cannot be do against the minig of the makam. The minig of this place is to say it's inappropriate for the person to be with the tzibur and not following the minig of the tzibur and refusing to say the piyutim. And not like those which learn while they're saying the piyutim. Upshita, furthermore, obviously, we don't want him to skip the piyutim if we're afraid he's going to end up talking during Birchas Kriya Shema. Everybody else is saying piyutim, he can't go ahead of daven, so he'll end up schmoozing. So it makes much more sense for him to say the piyutim in that situation. There was different piyutim that you say. They skipped one of the paragraph of the piyutim that they were going to say, and then they finished off the bracha. There's certain things you say in the first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema, and he forgot to say some of them, or the tzibur forgot to say some of them. So you cannot say it then between the first and second bracha. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this issue of being parash min hatzibur, we're not talking about the issue that he's talking and learning, because then you obviously have a hefsek issue. The issue that he's looking at a sefer without saying any words. So I might argue maybe in that situation it's not obvious that he's being parash min hatzibur. So that's not true. People say that he's being parash min hatzibur by doing so, and therefore it's inappropriate for him to be parash min hatzibur and not to say the piyutim. One point that the Mishnah Berurah points out over here is that this is all talking about during Berachas Kriya Shema, etc. The Chazan is saying the piyutim, and you're learning instead. So Mikar, then it's acceptable. The problem is you should not be a person in a tzibur. But when the Chazan is saying the Kaddish, the person cannot look at a sefer while the Chazan is saying the Kaddish because he has to listen to the words of Kaddish. So he calls it from Prichodesh, and he says, however, when the Chazan is saying Kaddish, osur lahar, it's not a person not allowed even to think in learning. So sir harbe lechavin banias a Kaddish, person has to focus tremendously to the Kaddish to be able to say the response appropriately. So a person cannot be maharer in Divrei Torah while the Chazan is saying Kaddish. Have a good day.